It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Innovative product development and manufacturing is not new in Pittsburgh. Each week, Pop City Tech and Innovation reporter Deb Schmidt has a plethora of companies to choose from when reporting on the next big thing. This week, she shares some of the local ideas that are or soon to be making headlines across the country. Deb Schmidt, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. Nice to be here.
Aquion Batteries. Am I saying that right?
That is correct.
Aquion Batteries is a revolutionary product, and it sounds like something out of a comic book. What makes Aquion's green battery green?
Well, Paul, this is an exciting, revolutionary new product that's going to be taking off in Pittsburgh. It's generating quite a buzz. Jay McElherney is a professor at CMU, and he's behind it. Basically, what he's come up with is a battery that is comprised of seawater and magnesium oxide. So this seawater, which is a sodium ion solution, is able to operate on a commercial or a utility scale, and it's able to conserve or save energy. So, you know, the batteries that you use every day are alkaline, and they're pretty caustic when it comes to disposing of them. So you always use that. You usually have to be careful about dumping it in a landfill. Well, these batteries won't have any toxic components whatsoever.
That's good. I mean, that'll help the planet anyway.
Yeah, very good.
And how does it help us to generate and conserve energy? How does it make us more energy efficient?
I think it does make us more energy efficient. And the problem here is that when you talk about alternative energies like wind or solar, you know, we can only really generate energy with solar when the sun is shining. The big problem has always been being able to store this energy. The Aquion battery will allow wind and energy solutions to move forward because it will store the energy on the battery, and then they can be reused later, say when the sun is not shining. So that is a key element that will really change the way we use energy in the future.
And you can use them to pretty much power anything that alkaline batteries are used to power?
These are fairly large batteries. I don't think we'll see them right away for our smaller devices that we use, but this will be used commercially. I mean, right now, the ones that they're developing are probably the size of a suitcase.
So, wow. Well, will they develop ones that are smaller that you can use in your home and in everyday life?
They have talked about it. I think from a revenue standpoint, it probably makes more sense for them to go the commercial and the utility route and to do it on a larger scale.
Because, you know, when you think about it, you are dependent on the old batteries that have been the same since, you know, I'm thinking for several decades now. And you have all these different kinds of batteries. You got the AAA batteries that you use, for example. I just had to put it in my thermostat. It has to have the batteries to power the temperature change. And then you use a AA, a different size battery for your remote control for your television. You got all these little batteries hanging around, and then, you know, you dispose of them, and, you know, who knows what happens after that. So if you had these green, smaller batteries, it seems like it would be good for the environment and good for people.
Yeah, not only that, though, and this is off the subject of Aquion, but there are people in Pittsburgh developing battery solutions where you can pretty much jog and generate power for
That's
your cell phone.
Exciting.
So, I mean, you don't have to worry about this, Paul. It's all happening here.
So, very good. And this company, Aquion, has manufacturing plans for Pittsburgh.
They have big manufacturing plans. They've already secured a site in Westmoreland County where the old Sony Center was formerly, and they have plans to hire upward of some 700 people. So this will be a huge employer down the road.
Excellent. Now, Pittsburgh's in the running as an LED street lamp city. What does that mean?
An LED street lamp city, this is sort of a competition that was launched by a company out of Slovenia. And this company has developed LED street lamps. They formerly were putting LED lighting into luxury cars like BMWs and Audis. So now they are looking to bring their lighting to America, and they're looking across the country, and they're saying, okay, Pittsburgh has a pretty strong reputation as a green city. How would you like to run for this and be the first city in America that's completely lighted by LED fixtures and lighting?
And so what's the chance that's going to happen?
Well, that's anyone's guess. I should note that this was really something that Bill Peduto had started pushing back before he started to run for mayor. He and the Green Building Association came up with the Pittsburgh Climate Plan. And so they've been looking for opportunities like this. I think that we are definitely in the running, and it's looking promising, according to Bill. I think we're up against Denver and Cleveland for the honor.
Very interesting. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Pop City Tech and Innovation reporter Deb Smith. You have been busy lately with the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Data Awards and the day-long Innovation Works annual meeting for new software startups. So what can you tell me about this region's up-and-coming companies?
Paul, you know, it's unbelievable. The last month has just been nonstop for those covering technology startups in the region. There is just so much creative technology out there. And it's unfortunate. It's not always it's something that's covered by the mainstream media. But these organizations like Alpha Lab and the Tech Council are really supporting entrepreneurs, and they're showcasing some of these new technologies. And the amazing thing is every time you go to one of these events and you watch these companies demonstrate what they're doing, you're just impressed by how many new things are coming into the pipeline and how many people are involved in this. There's also quite a few people coming from overseas to Pittsburgh and from California, surprisingly. It's folks in Silicon Valley who founded that it's more economical to live and develop their companies here in Pittsburgh and that there's a lot of support here for doing so. On the Data Awards, which you mentioned, I think it's always an exciting thing to hear the awards. This is a crossroads between art and technology. So these are technology companies that are taking a bit of an art spin to what they're developing. One of the winners I'll just mention is a company called the Next Generation Kids and Creativity Award was given to the Center for Creativity. And this is a collaborative lab of Allegheny County Intermediate Units, and they're developing digital solutions and educational tools for kids. Very, very exciting.
And there has been some amazing technology constantly being developed in Pittsburgh. You talked about this. So much of it that never sees the light of day, just doesn't get the attention it deserves. And you recently This is why we go to you, Deb, because you recently spoke with two Pittsburghers who are utilizing the city's talent for Fortune 500 companies. What is 113 Industries or 113 Industries and Open Innovation all about?
You know, 113 Industries was developed by two entrepreneurs from India. They're now Pittsburgh. They've been in Pittsburgh for a long time. Their last company was Landslide, which made a successful exit several years ago. And now they're coming up with another idea. And this is a company that has hired a team of scientists to conduct research and development for companies across the country. You know, Paul, there's a lot of information out there sitting on the shelves, especially at universities, that isn't being used for anything. And through open sourcing, these researchers and scientists can pull this information and use it to help companies who don't have the time or the resources to develop solutions to what they're working on. So if they want to do the R&D outside of the company, they can hire 113, and their team of scientists will work on the problem for them.
Interesting. Interesting. 1 minute or so left in this segment, and Pittsburgh is a great town for pop art and cartoonists, and now we have cartoonists as show hosts. So before we wrap this up, what's the story with Jim Rugg and his collaborators?
You know, you might want to get them on the show, Paul. They're a lot of fun. Jim Rugg is working with two Pittsburgh cartoonists, Jason Lex and Ed Pisker, and their show is called Tell Me Something I Don't Know. It's on Boing Boing. They recently interviewed Jesse Schell, but they're also looking across the country for their subjects, and it's a really comic work here in Pittsburgh has really taken a spotlight. There's just a lot going on. You know, we have the Toonzeum here, and these are artists who are living in Pittsburgh, working in Pittsburgh, and promoting comic art.
Can you give us just a quick overview of the new books and shows?
Jim just put out his new animated work called Super Mag, which is a reflection on the current state of print media. Lex is working on a graphic novel of his own called Washington Unbound. And Ed Pisker is the cartoonist behind WYSIWYG and the upcoming Brain Rot Hip Hop Family Tree, which is an exhaustive history of hip hop told through cartoons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Very new, very fresh ideas, and catching us up on all of it is Pop City Tech and Innovation reporter Deb Smith joining me here in Studio A. Deb, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. That's ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.